Senate Minority Leader Charles Schumer is standing behind President Donald Trump's missile strike on a Syrian airbase last week. But as WRVO's Payne Horning reports, the Democrats are leery about how the Trump administration will approach Syria and other conflicts in the future.
In a rare moment of unity, Democratic Senator Charles Schumer said he supports Trump's decision to attack the airbase that was believed to be used for a chemical weapons attack which killed innocent Syrian citizens. During a visit to Fulton, Schumer said it sent an important message to Syrian President Bashar al-Assad.
When anybody says we're never going to strike him, it gives him a green light to do these horrible things. And everyone saw the pictures of the baby suffocating. It was a horrible thing. And it also sends a message to the Russians, rein in this guy.
Central and Northern New York Republican representatives Elise Stefanik, John Katko, Tom Reed, and Claudia Tenney also supported the missile attack. But like Schumer, they are expressing a desire for Trump to consult Congress on any further action. And Schumer is discouraging that because he says the nation's resources would be better spent on domestic projects.
We can get a compromise, a bipartisan compromise on an infrastructure bill, and that would provide the dollars for I-81, for instance, in Syracuse, or the rooftop highway in the North Country.
Fellow Democratic Senator Kirsten Gillibrand is taking the opposite stance, saying Trump's unilateral action in Syria causes grave concerns and lacks a long-term strategy. In Fulton, I'm Payne Horning for WRVO News.